From the moment of their induction, the identities of the recruits remain a carefully guarded secret, which explains the use of masks in this film. From whence they came, or for what perilous mission they're being prepared, is the concern of nobody at camp. In this group, there are some who speak very little English. One of them has fought in four wars. Two of them are veteran guerrillas from the Spanish Loyalist forces. Several have seen their relatives and friends die at the hands of the enemy. But all of them have this in common. They burn with a desire for vengeance, and they mean to deal it out as it was given, at close quarters with no holds barred. After the senior instructor has delivered a short induction speech, he presents each man with an identification badge bearing a first name only. From this point onward, the students are known by officers and fellow recruits merely as Student Jack or Student Fred, or whatever name has been assigned them. They will be confined at all times to the camp area, and when they finally leave, it will be to proceed immediately and incommunicado to the conveyance that takes them to the scene of action. Every item of personal equipment is supplied by the government. The men arrive without so much as a toothbrush or pencil. During this training period, emphasis is put on close association among members of the same student group. An expert guerrilla or saboteur must not only think and act quickly for himself, but must almost anticipate the next action of his colleague. Individual quarters are hidden in the woods, and the students are taught to live in seclusion, in conditions simulating those they may encounter as guerrillas behind enemy lines. This outdoor trainasium was carefully constructed to develop muscles most used in individual close combat. In fact, the first principle of commando or guerrilla training evolves from the theory that the best defense is a good offense. Hit first and talk afterward. In short, get tough. And in the business of getting tough, there is certainly no better companion than the Colt 45 automatic. During his instruction period, the student is taught an entirely new system of pistol technique, especially adapted for fast offensive action. An essential feature of this system is quick loading. The pistol is held in the right hand with palm upward. Magazine is inserted with left hand. After insertion, always give it an extra push to drive it home, and then be sure magazine is engaged by testing with forefinger of left hand. To cock the gun, turn over so that palm faces downward. Grasp the slide firmly with the left hand. Push forward with the right, and then let go with the left, allowing the slide to spring back into position. The weapon is now loaded, ready for action. To unload, turn over. Press the magazine release catch with thumb of left hand, drawing the magazine out into the palm. After unloading, always check the gun several times, working the slide back and forth and releasing the trigger with the barrel pointed into the ground. To familiarize the student with the firing action of the gun, he is first taught a preliminary upright stance. Stand squarely facing the target, bring the right arm stiff across the body with the gun approximately in dead center. Cock the wrist to the right so that the pistol points straight ahead. Now raise the weapon to the level of the eyes until the target surrounds the barrel. In this entire school of pistol shooting, the gun is always raised to the firing position and lowered as soon as the shot is fired. In the weeks following, daily classroom instruction is given in such varied subjects as enemy propaganda, the principles of demolition, photography, and the fundamentals of cross-country reconnaissance. Outdoors, the student is shown a new technique of throwing the hand grenade. The latest type fragmentation bomb can be tossed with fair accuracy for a distance of 60 yards and is capable of spreading the destruction within a radius of twice that distance. The safest and most efficient method of throwing is illustrated here. Grip the grenade firmly in the throwing hand, with the fingers holding down the safety lever. The throwing motion is similar to that used in putting a shot, but with added wrist motion.